to glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Hey folks, we're going to take a moment of silence here before we get started. All right. Hey everyone, it's Anthony from Tampa.
Hey everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hi, I am your lovable Shyampa radio host, Betty, and you know what? My butthole says let's get started with tonight's broadcast of episode 58, The Indiction After, our commemoration of 9/11, for Monday, September 12, 2016. And now, for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa, for those Tampanites?
So an indiction is 15 years, for those of you that are curious.
You know what? I was extremely curious and I looked it up.
Good for you.
That's what smart people do. They look things up.
They do. All right. Thank you, Betty. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening to us live, it is not currently 80 degrees Fahrenheit with cloudy skies and a humidity at 79%. And surprise, it's raining. There's a dew point of 73 degrees with a heat index of 84 in Tampa Bay, and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with a rainy and a low of 76. On Tuesday, you can expect mostly cloudy skies with a high of 88 and a 60% chance of afternoon storms. On Tuesday evening, we should see some more rain and a low of 76. And on Wednesday, expect a high of 88 with, you guessed it, a 70% chance of storms. And that's your weather for Tampa Bay. How's the weather in Chicago, Joe?
Well, right now it's actually pretty nice, and thank you, Anthony. And now for your current Shyampa Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. At the time of our live broadcast, we were at 80 degrees, and humidity was at a nice, comfortable 38%. It's dry. Wind speeds are south at 15 miles per hour, and barometer is at 30.03 inches of mercury. The dew point is at 52, so it's very comfortable. Visibility for you pilots is 10 miles, but how come it's never 20 miles or 100 miles for that matter?
And that's a good
question. Anthony, didn't you say it was like limited to 40 miles or something?
I think it's like 40 or 80 miles. We can probably Google it, but we can do that a little bit later.
Right. And there's no heat index. Yay! And so for tonight, Monday night, will be mostly clear with temps around 65. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 80 and a 20% chance of storms before 4 p.m. Wednesday will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 70. And again, a 20% chance of showers. And that's your latest Chicago weather. Hey, are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you. Send an email to playus@shyampa.info. That's spelled chiampa.info. Or call us at the studios at 813-327-8566. Betty will take your message, so leave us some juicy details about who you are, and we will be in touch.
And also, if you if you go to our website, I put some information up there about some of our formatting for Play Us. So really quick on that, we have weekday rush hour. That's 15-minute bites. So we ask that your content be at least 15 minutes. Anything longer than that, it gets cut off at 15 minutes. We have Weekend with Joe. That really doesn't have a time limit, but I'm assuming you'd want it to stay no more than like an hour and a half at most.
Yeah. So what would that equal out to? 90 minutes.
So 90 minutes. And then during the week, we actually have slots that we can, we have hour and half hour slots that we can kind of work around during the week. If you'd like, if you do a regular weekly podcast, we'll be more than happy to add you to our schedule. We have a lot of great podcasts already on our schedule, from everything from our daily show of CPR news to This Way Out, which is a great informative outlet for LGBT news, even though they are all about Hillary's pantsuit. I hate them for that, but at least everything else is good. We have a Radio Thrift Shop, which is kind of a rotating carousel. And
is a crazy show sometimes.
Awesome show. And I think there's cool, like, I think we have like 500, there's like 500 or 350 episodes, or it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a constant rotation. And then the Shortwave Report, which is also very informative. You get news from different parts from around the world. So come join the Cheyampa family. We're more than happy to carry you. Give us a call or contact, as Joe has told you. And I guess we can kind of move off into our talking points. If I can find my cursor.
Yes. So,
if I can find my cursor. There we go.
If you can find your cursor. Well, here's... I'm highlighting the talking points section. Oops.
No. I was looking for my arrow so I could advance to the next track.
No, I accidentally deleted something. Anyways.
What did you delete?
What we can't delete, I fixed it quickly so you didn't notice.
Oh, I see. I see.
But what we cannot delete from our minds, and this is a slightly serious subject, so I'm not super stoned, but... 9/11. 9/11 was a very tragic moment in American history.
No, I agree.
Quite a few people died.
Quite a few. And thousands.
And yeah, and a lot of people sacrificed themselves, and a lot of people were are heroes. And so, you know, I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all the first responders.
Thank you.
To the people that run to danger. But where are we now? Right?
Not exactly.
You know, where are we now? Well, we got a lot of shit going on in this country.
Wow.
Our presidential election is up for craziness. It's
our presidential
too crazy
election
to even talk about.
Has turned into a freaking clusterfuck. An absolute clusterfuck.
But we also have a whole lot of other issues going on that could even dwarf the presidential election, and that is the racial tension and the violence.
Super clusterfuck.
And I'm going to throw this one out there for good measure. How much social media has fueled the one or two incidents that have happened that may have never been known except maybe in a newspaper mentioning?
Oh, no, I'm sure. Social media clearly has played
social media
a lot.
Right. And so, which is where I sort of want to segue into something that I didn't actually put into the script.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you're kidding me.
That's okay. No. I just want to say I've been updating the Twitter bit a little bit more, which is you can just find us at Cheyampa Radio. Chiampa Radio.
Yep. Sweet.
So, yeah, you can find our Twitter page, and you know, hook up with all the people that we follow, because there's a lot of good sources out there for just some relaxating, don't think about nothing bullshit.
Bullshit.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Bullshit. Yes. So because... give us. So Twitter, Twitter, or twatter, Twitter, twatter.
Because I want to talk about this next little bullshit story. 9/11, you know what? I don't know exactly how we're going to control it, because I personally feel, And I'm not an educated liberal. I'm not an elitist. I am probably one of the dumbest persons around right now.
Well, we saw how we controlled it. I mean, we had 15 years exactly. to watch this unfold. And what has happened in 15 years? We have pissed off more people. In the process of this war on terror, we have pissed off and destabilized a bunch of countries. I wonder why they want to kill us.
Right?
I mean, come on. It doesn't take a rocket scientist.
We had some very evil things happen, and it's come to attention that some of the contacts had connections with this and that and that and this, and there's tons of news stories out there.
Oh, the conspiracy. Yes, and we actually carry a show in our weekday.
I think
weekday
I'm referring to that show.
Yes, it's called the 9/11 Conspiracy Files or show or something. There's quite a few episodes, I believe, and we do run them in weekday rush hour. They come up from time to time. They get updated. But yeah, I think that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, let's move on though. Okay. Where's Waldo Hillary with this Dakota pipeline?
Jesus, right? Well, apparently she's dealing with pneumonia. That's where she's at. But yeah, I mean, last week was a shitstorm with this whole Dakota pipeline. Dakota Access Pipeline or something like that. Yeah. So it was a total shitstorm last week. And, you know, we saw people speaking out here. We saw people speaking out there. But the interesting thing about it was we didn't hear, and I don't even think we heard anything from Trump, and I really haven't paid much attention to him because he gets too much attention already. Hillary didn't say shit about it either, which is funny because Susan Sarandon, who is a big burner, she still is. I think she's a Bernie or bust. She's not even a Jill Stein or a Johnson. She's a Bernie or buster. And Susan Sarandon tweeted an image, and it made its rounds on Facebook. If you have a lot of pro Hillary or pantsuit lickers, you'll probably not have seen it. But we did post it on our page, so you can check us out on Facebook, Cheyampa Radio. Anyway, so she tweeted out a picture of Hillary's website with her whole agenda.
Yes,
and Hillary made this comment about how she. I'll just open it and read it because she highlighted a very important part of it. As part of her website, it says that she wants to protect tribal assets and resources. And she says she gives a whole bunch of fluff. And then she says, and Hillary will continue to stand for tribal sovereignty in support of tribal resources and sacred sites.
So because she has that on her website, that's okay. That's it. That's all she has to say.
Apparently you don't have to get involved in the rest of
now,
the
I'm
whole
gonna
issue.
No, I'm going to tell you, if Hillary Clinton got out there and started like holding up signs saying stop constructing or started screaming, I would have total respect for her.
Surprisingly, yeah, I would. But see, that's the thing. That's why we don't like her, because she doesn't do that. And You know, she paid homage. She stopped by Pulse in Orlando a month later because she was on her way to a speaking engagement in Tampa. I think she spoke out about it. I can't really remember. That was a while ago. I try to erase those parts of time through my head. But she spoke out on it. But I mean, again, it's the whole thing. This thing is a media feeding frenzy right now on this Dakota Access. And it wasn't that big of a feeding frenzy because, as you noticed, the hot topic of the week last week, the absolute hot topic of the week, was the iPhone 7. Because you just have to be a bigger douche version 7. And the absence
and
of the headphone jack.
The phone is black.
A black phone? Really? A phone is black? Who would have thought? Who made a black phone? Really? So exactly. My phones have been black for years. I could get him in white too, and I can get him in pink and red and blue. And
but
yeah,
I don't want to.
But
I
don't
need
want
my
to.
Phone to be
I don't,
any
I don't,
other color.
It's
than
a phone. It's a phone.
Standard issue.
It's a phone.
Standard issue phone color.
Yeah. So so Susan Sarandon tweets this, and she highlights these sections of her webpage, and she asks if Hillary Clinton has spoken out. And after a few days, I'm like, well, Hillary had to have said something about this by now. And I Googled it. And still, she hasn't. And more people, more reporters have been calling or asking what her, you know, asking her, you know, where are you? Where are you at?
Yeah.
You claim
on this important issue that
exactly you claim you post on your website to want to
help
the Native American population. You claim that you want to do this, but yet you can't even say
your
or
silence
speak
is definitely,
out. I mean, fucking Jill Stein was there, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
You know, honey,
get out there and say something, you know, and just put out a statement.
And you don't even have to go. I mean, Jill Stein went to Arizona, or I'm sorry, Dakota, North Dakota. I'm still thinking of Arizona for some reason. She went up to the Dakota Pipe. She went up to these protests, North, South Dakota. I think it was South Dakota, actually. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. I'm dealing with things right now.
The database
has been accessed. I think we accessed a little too
database
much of the
database.
But so Jill Stein went to join in on the protest, and Hillary didn't have to go trudging. You know, I don't want her to dirty a $6,000 pantsuit. Trudging through the mud, because you know nobody wears a pantsuit like Hillary. I mean,
well, she does claim in her Twitter profile that she's a pantsuit
aficionado.
Did you notice
though, if you look at Hillary in her pantsuit and Kim Jong-un from North Korea, they look very similar. They have the same shape. This is your warning, America. They're fascists. They all look the same way in their pantsuits. Exactly. So, we have this happens, and she doesn't say shit. She doesn't even, I mean, a fucking press release, a tweet, a something, anything. Don't even have to like speak. It would have been better if you like were vocal and like did a little clip video about how I see every 5 minutes on my local television station about how Hillary Clinton is going to bring back manufacturing and make us stronger with new solar panels and wind and power and. Like, really? This is the same shit. This is Obama 2.0. This is the same shit that Obama promised. And you know what happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
Absolutely nothing.
Not
because done. Congress won't let anything happen.
Congress won't let anything
Congress
happen.
Congress is...
So what...
That's
so,
what we...
So now we have... They didn't like... Congress didn't like Obama because he was black. Okay, I get it. Congress already doesn't like Hillary because she's Hillary. So... Do you see the confusion? Oh, we went blank. Do you see the issue here? This, I mean, they're not going to work with her either. The only way anything's going to happen is if we overturn the Congress, the House.
Well, this is what I was going to point out is that we need to vote in those progressive candidates that
definitely.
Are going to want to see something being done.
If
Hillary has any value to her words, then we may see some kind of meaningful actions. But in the case of this this tribal area, it would be probably she would come out as a hero.
Yeah.
To stop that.
Yeah, if she could.
But
that
Obama
would...
stopped it.
Yeah, Obama stopped it. So well, but
so
he
maybe
really
she didn't.
Want
to, maybe she didn't want to interfere with his legacy.
But she didn't have to stop it. She
really
could
not.
Have at least just spoken out about it. It wasn't the fact that she, because she's not the president.
That's true.
She has She has no political power right now. She's not a senator. She's not a congresswoman. She's not the president. She's not the vice president.
Yeah.
She's not Secretary of State. She's got no gubernatorial powers right
the
now.
The only thing that I'm going to say about Hillary Clinton is maybe she's like, eh, what do I do?
That's which probably
pantsuit fits better.
I mean, and that's the thing. Yeah, I get it. Maybe she was sick. You know, fuck it. I was sick last week, too. But still, have a staffer send out a tweet.
Well, even if you're sick, you're sitting there looking at your news feed.
No, exactly.
And here's this story that pops up or in Facebook feed.
Exactly. And then like 2 days later, you start seeing the news stories pop up. Why is Hillary Clinton still silent? You know, I mean, and it didn't take
and
long.
You're sitting in bed looking at your phone, and then just, you look at it and you're like,
just get a staffer, somebody. Aside. But that's the thing, and it's kind of like you promise you want to take care of the Native American population, but you don't want to. So, anywho,
maybe because of this.
That's always how it is. It's big oil and energy likes the Clintons. So, anywho, I think we need to move on.
For the news.
For Joe's news.
Well, good evening, everyone, from the Chicago studios. It's Worldwide News with Joe. This is a story of another creepy clown incident reported in Ohio from NBC News by Corky Simazgo. There has been another creepy clown encounter, this time in Columbus, Ohio. A 14-year-old boy heading to a school bus stop Tuesday morning told police he was chased by a black-clad man armed with a knife and wearing a clown mask, police said. The victim was able to get away from him by throwing a rock at him, said police spokeswoman blah blah blah, who added that police are now canvassing.
I want to meet spokeswoman blah blah blah. Who is spokeswoman blah blah blah? Has she worked for the police department long?
Blah blah blah. I worked for the police department for 6 years. Anyways, who added that the police are now canvassing the area in search of the suspect and keeping a close eye on the bus stop in North Columbus near where the incident occurred. We do not know whether this was a prank or not, but we are taking it seriously, she said. So we know that blah, blah, blah is a she.
Oh, yes, blah, blah, blah.
The alleged attack.
Would that be blah, blah, blah? Maybe. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, go on.
We'll
discuss that in the Plephora discussion segment, because I don't think we got much in there, do we? Oh, wait, I just scrolled to a naked person. I'm looking at your news script. Anyway, oh, shoot.
I'm not done with this story.
I didn't hit repeat enough. So, anywho. All right, so where were we? Oh, we were talking about police spokesperson blah, blah, blah.
Yes. We don't know whether this was a prank or not, but we are taking it seriously, she said. The alleged attack on the teenager came as police down in South Carolina were investigating multiple reports of menacing clowns allegedly trying to lure children to an abandoned house in the woods.
Sounds like fun.
Mr. Blah, 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 blah said that they're aware of the South Carolina reports, but said we're investigating locally at first. Residents in the North Columbus neighborhood said they were rattled by the reported clown attack. I did not think it was here, but it goes to show things crazy and stupid can happen everywhere, said Tomby, a mother of two who lives in the neighborhood. Down south, the Greenville County Sheriff's Office had extra officers patrolling in and around the Fleetwood Manor apartment complex, where they'd gotten reports of recent clown activity.
Oh.
Numerous residents, including some children, have told police that on August 21st, they saw the clown skulking around the woods and flashing green laser lights.
Wow. That's kind of creepy.
Some of the kids told investigators the clown showed them large amounts of money, according to an investigative report.
I'll go have a clown show me a lot of money. Yeah, okay, sure, I'll take your money.
Right.
Stupid clown.
But authorities found nothing suspicious in the abandoned house that have not cuffed any clowns. So, you know, these clown stories have been happening. I think that's kind of like the new indicator of terror.
That's the new terrorism. That's the terrorism of the 21st century. Is clown masks. Clowns. Because they're not really clowns. They're just wearing clown masks. So, I mean,
right.
I at first I was hoping they were actually dressed up in, like, big shoes and the clown. I mean, that would be one hell of a criminal spree. Dressed up like a clown.
Some of those stories,
I think
there was one in Green Bay.
Yes, Wisconsin. Yes.
They looked like clowns, but they were creepy.
They looked like they're creepy clowns. Yeah, they looked like, but they did look, they wore the whole getup and everything. So speaking of creepy clowns.
Yes.
I think we got one
now,
here.
This is a fun story out of the Sky News, which is over in Europe. Some cash-strapped drinker, he leaves his clothes in the pub. Now, I'm trying to think to myself, like, how messed up would I have to be to not have my wallet with me or have run out of money where I have to, like, leave my clothes as collateral? I think they would call the police before anything would happen. But see, this is not in the U.S.
No, this is
a drinker.
Oh, wow.
Who cannot pay his bar bill left his clothes at the pub as collateral and walked off naked in search of money.
Hot dog.
Mm-hmm. Wink, wink. Wink, wink. Sexy.
I don't have a sexy sound effects. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Other that residents looked either. On amazed as... right? Looked on amazed as the man walked through the town of Prerov in the Czech Republic.
Prerov.
In the Czech Republic. Prius? No. Prerov. In the South Czech Republic, dressed in just a pair of ankle-length black socks. Security camera footage filmed him as he walked casually across the street, chatting on a mobile phone.
All right.
The man told police he was just popping across town to another pub to get some cash. Eventually, he was allowed to complete his mission, and he returned to the pub to pay his bill and collect his clothes. City police said they have handed the case over to state police for further investigation.
So he's not totally, like, out of the woods yet.
Yeah, but what further are they going to investigate? Come on. He was drunk. He got naked. He went to go get money. He came back, paid his bill, and... What are you gonna do?
It's something. You know what you can do?
Maybe fine him.
Fine him. Or you know what? Make bacon.
Ooh. Extra crispy bacon, ribs, and a truck carrying pork catches fire. This is by Michael A. Sawyers from the Cumberland Times News. Cumberland, which I don't remember exactly where in Cumberland or where the fuck Cumberland was. Anyways, a tractor trailer carrying bacon caught fire. This might have been in Illinois somewhere, and burned on Interstate 68 in Cumberland Monday, shutting down eastbound traffic from 6 p.m. to midnight, according to the Cumberland Fire Department. The captain, Steve, said the truck was loaded with a variety of pork products, including ribs. Oh, my God. That just must have been crazy, smelling all of that. But also knowing that it's hazardous because it's like there's gasoline all over the place. It's a hazmat issue, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure it was refrigerated, too. And now you have this raw pork lying around all over the place. That might not be so good.
Yeah.
If it was in Florida when it was 110 degrees outside, it actually might cook on the blacktop. But I'm not too sure how well it would do in Cumberland, wherever this is at. Anyway, go on.
But we'd rather have something like that than a hazardous material, said the captain.
Oh, that's true.
Tanker truck supplied the water to eventually douse the blaze. The truck came to a stop and burned just yards past the exit to Willowbrook Road. Westbound interstate traffic was stopped for a short period early during the firefight.
Wait, Willowbrook? That's the northwest suburbs. That happened really close to you. That's Willowbrook. Yeah, that's over by Dundee.
You know, they're losing cheese, they're burning up pork ribs. What's going
everything.
On around here?
I know, right?
A dispatcher at the Allegheny County 911 Center said he stepped outside late Monday and could smell the bacon burning.
The bacon burning.
There were no injuries.
Except for the bacon.
Only injuries to the lack of good bacon in your stomach.
I know, they should have brought
plates. Just for our crew, this is the third tractor-trailer fire we've had in the city in the past 2 weeks. That's not good.
No, that's not good.
The others were near the Green Street and Johnson Street exits. They all happen eastbound, coming down the mountain. The brakes get hot, catch on fire, and it spreads into the trailer.
Oh, well, maybe this isn't
that's why
in
I'm
Illinois
thinking
then.
It's...
Oh.
No.
Wow, that's so funny, though, because I believe... I don't know if there's a Cumberland, Illinois, but I'm
Baltimore.
Willowbrook Road, so I just kind of... It's a... Oh, yeah, how about that? I was thinking Illinois. Okay.
Yeah.
Numerous
fire said a portion
department.
Of the fire hose was damaged beyond repair by bacon grease that fell onto it.
Oh, my.
Oh, man. I would have been collecting that bacon grease. Shit.
Oh, my. Well, see, there we go.
And there you have it, Anthony.
Alrighty. Fantastic. Let me find where I'm at in the script here. All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique on-air internationally streaming experience? Visit Shyampa.info to find out how. Why don't you spell it that way? Hang on tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes with some frying bacon and other stuff like that.
Ooh, now I'm hungry. I'm going to have to open up this other snickerdoodle thingy.
We only ask that you talk okay. Well, there we go. All right, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
To have on one flat and one pump. Well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Somewhere to go, catch a fare that's low, catch a money saver going on Greyhound.
Catch a money saver anywhere Greyhound goes for just $7 to $59 one way. $7 to $59. Some restrictions apply, so call or stop by for details.
Catch a money saver going on Greyhound.
Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us.
He'll fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there. G.I. Joe!
It's Major Blood in the Cobra Copter. They're after Gung Ho. Get the G.I. Joe Dragonfly Copter. Wild Bill to the rescue.
Major Blood, look.
Let's get out of here. Cobra's turning tail. Want to live good, buddy?
G.I. Joe!
American hero.
G.I. Joe Dragonfly Copter comes with Wild Bill, other figures and equipment, each sold separately from Hasbro.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Video Games Day, National Chocolate Milkshake Day, National Day of Encouragement, and National Boss Employee Exchange Day, which is the first Monday after Labor Day. Make sure you encourage your boss while you exchange PTO because you are calling in sick, so you can play your video games while drinking chocolate milkshakes all day, you lazy stoner. Anyway, go get those bong bitches so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You're welcome, Anthony.
We'll have that in the future.
I thought you had something already.
No, I wasn't that quick.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Sorry.
We've got... That's fine. It's all good. It was actually quite quite hilarious. All right, so we gotta take care of some business here first before we venture into our Florida craziness.
Yes.
You are welcome, Anthony.
Oh, there we go. Finally.
She needed to access the database, too.
Yes, she did. So,
yeah.
Is it time for some crazy Florida news?
It will be when I find the cart. That always seems to be
and
the
folks,
problem.
News stories have been edited to fit the format of the show. However, facts have not been fabricated. Last names omitted to protect Chiampa Radio victims, Joe and Anthony's assets, and yes, even the guilty from embarrassment. Always. Jumping up on the desk like a cat.
Or how about unmuting my track? Hey, Joe, what do you do when you fall behind on a debt? Do you change your number? Do you move? Well, how about impersonating an active U.S. senator? I coughed and I forgot to unmute myself. WTSB, WTSB Channel 10, CBS News of Tampa Bay, tells us about this unusual tale of Sydney. A 67-year-old man from Newport Richey who had... Hi, kitty. Oh, hi, kitty. Can kitty hear me? Hi, kitty. Kitty. Can you see me, kitty? Kitty. I'm poking kitty in the head. It's not working. Kitty looks disinterested. Oh. Bye, kitty. All right. So... Newport Richey, he had come up with an amazing plan to fool the debt collectors into marking his mortgage as paid in full, which Sydney had fallen very far behind on paying. I cannot talk right now. Sydney made multiple calls to the collection agency assigned to his mortgage starting in March 2013 and lasted until the end of 2014, claiming that he was U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. He told the debt collection agency that his loans had been paid off and that the loans should be cleared from the system and removed from his credit report. The United States Capitol and Federal Housing Finance Agency is currently investigating the case, and Sydney could be facing up to 3 years in federal prison. You can stay tuned for updates on this story. It's unlikely that we'll provide any updates, but you should stay tuned anyway. So yeah, don't call in claiming to be Dick Durbin and asking for your mortgage to be, you know, kind of overturned, because it's just not going to happen. I'm sorry, folks. It's not going to happen. Okay. Let me find the cursor. Here we go. Ah, yes. Well, luckily, we kind of had a naked story already, but it wasn't a Florida naked story. And we're a little light on the Florida naked stories this week. And for some reason, people in Florida have started putting their clothes back on. So we go with our next story, which comes from the Daily Commercial, and tells us about a man with a story, an urge, and a dream with the intent to get naked. We'll go with the intent to get naked right now. Michael, 36, of Oxford, reportedly told Sumter County officers that he wanted a cash reward, a ride to Jacksonville, a week stay in a hotel room, and visitation with a Lake County jail inmate. Last Wednesday evening in the Leesburg Police... Yes, visitation, honey. Sexy. Last Wednesday evening in the Leesburg Police Department building, Michael demanded a deal in exchange for giving detectives information on the location of a body from an open homicide case. Pretty hefty. A detective wrote out the agreement, signed it, and showed it to Michael. Michael wanted the document, but the detective told him that all the parties had to sign the document first, so apparently more people had to sign it. Michael then reportedly slapped the detective's hand, grabbed the document, and ran for the door, which was being blocked by a police sergeant. Great plan there. Michael was arrested on charges of simple battery on a law enforcement officer. He remained in the Lake County Jail Thursday afternoon in lieu of $5,000 bail. Police did not comment on the incident or what homicide Michael claimed to have knowledge about. The document was placed in a police evidence locker. A police lieutenant said Thursday that there was absolutely no validity to Michael's claims and that he was someone trying to get something for nothing. Well, a little visitation rights isn't nothing.
Right.
Yeah, right. Chicka, chicka, bow, wow. Anyway, police
I
said...
I guess people will go to any measures.
Any measures to get laid. And it's just like, dude, really? I mean, you're in Florida. It's not hard to find. Yeah, it. Come on. Anyway, police say that the statement is unrelated to any investigation the police are currently working. It is unknown if the statement includes the whereabouts of anybody. Is anybody there?
Nobody does any, is there.
Does anybody know what time it is? Does anybody really care? Yeah. So yeah, bodies. Bodies in Florida to get visitation. Yeah. And, well, look, a week's stay. And that's the thing. I'm like, what an unusual thing to ask for. Let's see. What did he want? A ride to Jacksonville, a week's stay in a hotel room, and visitation. Like, really? That's what you're asking for. All right. If that's the way it's got to be. I thought people asked for airplanes and $1 million and stuff, but I guess that's not.
Well, now they
anymore.
Can go to Cuba and Southwest,
Cuba.
So they don't have to ask for an airplane.
That's true. Can you get priority boarding if you're a fugitive?
Right.
All righty. All right. This one's gonna run a little long because I kind of took too long on the last story. But it's all good because we have nothing to talk about in the plethora segment, so we'll aimlessly wander about who we carry, who we sponsor, who sponsors us, how to contact us, where our blog is, and some more things because that's our cycle.
Oh, you don't want to talk about Taco Sunday?
We can talk about Taco Sunday. Is that in there? Did you
okay,
put that
we'll
in there?
Okay, finish your news story.
Okay, yeah, fantastic. Okay, yes, we will talk about Taco Sunday. All right.
And it's your news story.
All right. So our final Florida news story of the night comes from the Villages News, which seems to be a worthy news source for everything crazy in Florida news. Try to keep up tonight. We've got the Wild West of moving caravans on our hands tonight. According to an arrest report from the Sumter County Sheriff, they were busy last week. The Sumter County Sheriff's Office, Robert, 70, from Dayton, Ohio, met a stranger at a church in Ohio who agreed to drive a moving wagon, a truck, to his new home in Florida. The stranger drove the moving truck south on Interstate 75 with Roger's wife riding in the truck. Robert was following the moving truck on his motorcycle, who was then being followed by his son and daughter-in-law in a vehicle behind them. You get all that? Not really that important. You want me to
it's
go?
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair, yes. Yes, okay. So he's following the semi-truck.
It's a family affair.
So at some point in their great Oregon Trail journey, after they crossed the Florida state line, surprise, the driver of the truck sped up. This angered Robert because he was unable to keep up on the motorcycle, which I find very surprising. Must have been a very small motorcycle. Robert called his, especially not being able to keep up with a moving truck. Robert called
he
his wife.
A moped or moped.
Maybe a moped or something, a Vespa.
A moped.
Something. Robert called his wife and told them to meet him at a Circle K, which happened to be in Lake Panasoffkee. Panasoffkee. Yeah, that sounds good. We'll go with that. All right, Panasoffkee.
Do they
about
have TVs there?
I'm sure they have TVs there. Yes, they have TVs there. They have a Circle K there. They've got TVs there. About 60 miles northeast of Tampa. After everyone arrived at the Circle K, an argument broke out over the night's arrangements, which allegedly caused Robert to believe that the parked moving truck caused an immediate threat to his life, so he shot out one of the tires of the moving truck. Well, he really wasn't in fear of his life. He was just an irresponsible gun owner that, from what we can see here, should be in possession of any firearms. So a Circle K clerk, who was finally fed up with all the bullshit, called 911. When a deputy arrived, Robert approached the deputy with his hands up in the air. Is Betty ready? After the deputy arrested Robert, the deputy confiscated Robert's Colt 1911 and explained to Robert the process for getting his weapon back, in which Robert replied, "Yeah, it took 7 years to get it back." So he's no stranger to this process. Robert was arrested and is facing charges of improperly firing a weapon, improperly exhibiting a firearm, and criminal mischief. He was booked on $13,000 bond at the Sumter County Detention Center, which is now his new home in Florida, and maybe one of the fastest arrest records in the Southeast for Florida. And that, Jesus. Yes, and that is your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another attention kind of seeking whore looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyamba.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices and grab your bonds, bitches. Because those two idiots are going to start blabbering on now, about this or that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Plethora! Yes, actually, we wanted to talk about our taco days.
Actually, I want to talk about the kitty in the background. I've become interested in the kitty now. Before, I could care less. But now I see the cat, and I'm like, oh, look, kitty.
Yes, that's the kitty cat that likes to jump on top of things.
Yeah, kitty is still unamused. All right, so taco days.
Taco days. You know, everybody has a favorite food, and sometimes you have it on a certain day. Well, I have tacos on Sundays. And, you know, I go to Tony Burrito Mech's place. As a matter of fact, I have a menu here. Oh, hi, kitty. She thought I activated her.
Joe currently has his face up the cat's ass. I would appreciate it if you would turn the webcam off before you do that again. Joe is now holding up a menu to me. It's a burrito.
Yes,
it's Tony's Burrito Mex menu that none of you listeners can see, but I can see.
Yes.
You should post that to Facebook.
They are located at 1957 West Belmont Avenue in Chicago. They are open Sunday through Thursdays, 10 a.m. to midnight. Friday and Saturdays are open 10 a.m. to 4 a.m. And I like to patron them. I patronize them every Sunday. I get two delicious steak tacos and a delicious bag of onion rings.
Wait, they're only open till 4 on Saturday?
4 a.m.
That's surprising because don't the 4 a.m. bars let out at 5 still, or did they change that?
Well, there's a couple of bars that let out. Yeah, that, you know, last call is 3:45.
Well, no, but in Chicago, you used to be able, if you had a 4 a.m. liquor license, you could stay open.
None of the bars, I think, in Roscoe Village, where this particular place is located, I don't think any of them are open till 4.
Okay, because I know on Saturday they can stay open an hour later.
Yeah.
So they stay open
till
5 on Saturday.
Well, but it's Friday to Saturday, so it's 10 a.m. to 4 a.m. I mean, it's, you know.
Well, you know, hey, it works. So you just got to get your tacos before last call.
Yeah. You're probably going to be done anyways with a lot of the bars in the area. But anyways.
That's true.
So, yeah, you know, that's my taco Sunday. I have a tradition. I always get that, and it's awesome. It feels like a complete week then.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah,
how about your taco day?
Well, my taco days, I had to turn off track repeat. My taco days are generally Fridays when the marital unit works. So it's like every other Friday.
Ah, gotcha.
I prefer Taco Ray. It's a local chain of 4 stores. I do not have the menu to hold up for nobody to see. But you can Google Taco Ray There's a wonderfully convenient location. They are in Tampa on Fletcher. They're in Brandon. I believe they have a location in Plant City. And I don't remember where the fourth location is. It might be near St. Pete. Obviously if the college kids mostly make the one, you know, the location on Fletcher,
because right,
it's so close to USF, but it's definitely worth the drive. I think it's worth the drive.
We'll definitely have to go when I'm down there.
Yes, we will definitely have to experience. Now, it's not going to have all the crap on it that you're used to.
I'm stick the lettuce on it, the cheese and the tomatoes. Taco experience.
So, which I've come to like
Tampa
better.
Taco experience.
The Tampa taco experience. So
a TTE.
TTE. Yeah. Of course, we got food trucks, too, that we're going to have to experience.
Ah, yes.
My cholesterol is going to be my triglyceride. We're going to do episode number 63. Anthony's triglycerides are over 10,000.
No, you know what? You're going to moderate. You're going to eat in moderation. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. That's a good segue though to say we're going to the first ever, right? Tampa Medical Marijuana Hemp Fest.
That is correct. I believe it is the first ever. It's the Hemp Fest. Yep. Hemp Fest 1, Tampa's Medical Marijuana Awareness Fest.
Yes.
So it is on Saturday, October 15th, and Sunday, October 16th.
So I guess this is a good time to do what? What do we want to talk about?
Well... We can give thanks. I should find some religious music for this. Hold on. We'll call it the give thanks segment. I think we have a new segment. Hold on. Let me find Incompetech. I think so. We could have the give thanks. It could be like a 10-minute segment.
The give thanks segment.
The give thanks. But I have to find it. Hold on. Should I find a holiday one? Yeah, let's see. Here we go.
Yes,
here
holidays go. Are coming up. Oh, my God. Holidays.
All right, so it's the give thanks segment. Which we kind of do at the end, too, anyway. That kind of happens in the show wrap section.
That's true.
But we do have to definitely give a shout out. We by the way, we are carrying a lot more of internet.
You can't talk tonight, can you?
No.
Usually that's my problem.
That seems to be my problem tonight. My mouth is not moving properly. Exactly. So we have the World Labor Hour, which actually is 2 hours now, because they do what they call the Union Edge afterwards for like another hour. That's a cow. Is that a cow on the front of your coffee cup? What is that?
It's an ox. It's my Chinese zodiac.
Okay. It looked like a cow it's close enough. I'm like, why is there a cow on your coffee mug? Just curious. We got to question these things. Question everything. So we get 2 hours of WEFT, World Labor Hour, and the Union Edge. You know, we get Kevin MacLeod, which I think we say something about anyway later on. Our Boston Free Radio, SCAT TV, SCATV. I always want to say SCAT TV, which sounds kind of bad. Ooh, look, our LGBT moment.
Oh, God.
Lovely. Okay, so they're for toppers. We don't cover.
Folks,
we don't care.
If you've got a comment about anything you've heard on the show tonight, give us a call at the studios. Betty will take your message, 813-327-8566.
Unless you're listening to us live, then you can talk to us right now.
Yeah, then you can talk to us on live. That would be awesome.
We got 5 minutes.
Our conversation will be recorded for posterities. But that's 813-327-8566.
We can give thanks. Give thanks to our listeners.
The give thanks telethon.
Feel us reaching out. Yes, the give thanks telethon. There you go. WEFT's doing their fundraising, and we're not a charitable organization. So you know this is our give thanks fundraising. We all give thanks. Reach out. Feel the hugs. Yep. Feel the hugs. There you go. Right. Okay. Lovely. I hope none of you gave me scabies or anything. Well, you know, you got to worry about that kind of stuff. You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, never know what's going on around these days.
There's a bunch of shit that you know, you can pick up touching people. I don't like touching people.
If Hillary's got pneumonia, a lot of people are sick with colds and all kinds of respiratory nonsense. So it's common. It's going to happen.
It's Zika.
I mean, anybody that shakes so many hands and is around so many people, you're going to catch something. I mean, I'm around so many sick people, I'm sure, as customers and as possibly employees. You never know.
No, exactly.
You know, so it's like you just do what you can. You got to stay immunized.
Immunized.
Hi, kitty.
Hi, kitty. Hey, kitty.
Yeah, the kitty you'll never see. This kitty that you'll never see. Her name is Star. No, Jackie. That's Jackie.
Oh, okay. Well, I see the kitty now.
That's Jackie P-Cat. Yes.
I see Jackie P-Cat now. Hi, Jackie P-Cat. Yep. She looked at the headphones.
She can't hear you.
She looked at the headphones when I said Jackie P-Cat.
Oh, well.
Hi, Jackie P-Cat. Yeah, right. P-Kitty. Hi, Jackie P-Kitty. Kitty.
She says purr.
Yep, see, that's how
it works. You going to say purr?
She's like, what do you want me to do with this thing? I can't eat it. I can't eat it. What's this big fuzzy thing you keep sticking in my face? Like, I'm not amused, but I'm going to keep watching this train wreck of whatever the hell you're doing here. So, here we go. Yeah. The ugly lights are coming up, folks. Last call has been made. The kitty is staring at Joe saying, get out of this damn thing and let me go to bed. Just giving you some kind of like, is it time to feed the kitty? Is that it? Do you feed the kitty after the show?
No, it's an automatic feed. The food dispenses itself three times a day.
Do they wait for it? Do they time it? Do they wait for it?
Oh, they know. I know.
My cats used to do the same thing. They would sit by it. You knew when it was ready to go because they would sit there staring at it like 2 minutes. They were very good with that. So anyway. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight or listening in on a recast on your favorite device if you're not listening to us live. Because if you're not listening to us, well, if you are listening to us, this was live and it was live a while ago, and we go the whole rabbit hole again. Don't forget to make your commute more commutable. Listen to Weekday Rush Hour every morning at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central. And then Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons at 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central. And now you get 4 hours of Toppers. 4 hours Yay. Of Toppers. So now we run. Topper. We run later. We run till Toppers runs till 7:30, 6:30 Eastern. So for those of you in Central, can enjoy more Toppers on your way home.
Yay.
Great minds listen to Cheyamba's commutable programming.
Speaking of great minds, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations on Saturday and Sundays at... Ooh, I may need to adjust my times on this script, right? Because it's a schedule change?
Yes, it is. Madge, the music's playing. Anyways, we're behind the eight ball.
Yep. So, you know, the Grok Science Show during my weekend with Joe segment, great program we carry on Cheyamba Radio from our friends at www.archive.org.
Could you read the next one? I'm trying to get this way out. We're running.
All kinds Sorry. Of minds, Joe.
All kinds of minds, Joe.
From the radio thrift shop on WGCS to the shortwave report from Outfart Press hosted by Dan Roberts. And let's not forget Kevin McLeod of Incompetech, where all of our background music tracks come from. If you like our funky music we use for our background tracks, be sure to check out them at Incompetech.com. Wow, Anthony, so much great programming and talent stuff. You won't find anything of this on mainstream media, folks. I can't leave the show without plugging our own website. Visit us at www.cheyamba.info for our complete programming schedule.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week. I got to check out our blog at www.cheyamba.info. Remember, folks, watch out for those creepy stripper clowns in Ohio moving to Florida. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Q.
Good night with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.